Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up. That's promo code RADIO.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden today to begin offering pardons to thousands of military veterans who were booted out of the service for being gay.
For more than a half century, from the early 1950s, it was illegal to be gay in the military. U.S. court-martialed and convicted thousands for what President Biden says was simply being themselves. Mr. Biden now pardoning those convictions, which will help those veterans finally receive benefits they deserve. The pardon does not automatically wipe away convictions. Those veterans must still apply through a military approval process.
ABC's Andy Field in Washington. Oklahoma's Supreme Court put the kibosh on what would have been the nation's first religious school, paid for by the taxpayers' dime. This could eventually reach the U.S. Supreme Court. Central Oklahoma was strafed by severe weather overnight. No word of tornadoes, but 50,000 homes and businesses don't have electric power. This is ABC News. The judge in Donald Trump's hush money trial modified the gag order he's under.
The move comes nearly a month after the hush money trial ended with a guilty verdict on all 34 counts. The new order keeps Trump from speaking about members of the team that prosecuted him and the individual jurors who convicted him. But Judge Juan Merchan says Trump can now talk about witnesses who testified in the case and generally about the jury. Trump's attorneys argued their client needed that freedom to be able to fully respond to President Biden in Thursday's debate.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. The music industry going after artificial intelligence.
A lot of creators accuse generative AI companies of hiding how much they're taking off the internet and using to train their models. The music industry says enough. Universal Music Group, Sony Music Entertainment, and Warner Records have all teamed up, filing a lawsuit against Suneo and Udio, accusing those companies of scraping copyrighted music without letting artists know and without paying for it.
ABC Sherry Preston, Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee is busy getting ready for the Republican National Convention. Peggy Williams-Smith is president and CEO of Visit Milwaukee. She tells the Milwaukee Press Club that hosting the RNC is already paying off beyond July's convention.
We will make an announcement very soon in August of an event that would have never considered Milwaukee without the expansion and knowing that we were hosting the RNC.
More than 50,000 people are expected to come. A ruling by the state Supreme Court on Monday leaves taxpayers to cover half of a $128,000 bill for the services of two redistricting experts. The consultants were hired earlier this year by the court to review potential new legislative maps. They said maps drawn by Republicans were gerrymandered, and the legislature passed maps drawn by Governor Evers in February. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what North Wisconsin needs to know. A Chippewa Valley Middle School student has been named the first ever state civic speed champion. According to a WEAU report, Rhea Musavi is a student at DeLong Middle School and made it to the state competition as the runner-up in the regional civic speed earlier this month. Her essay featured her thoughts on changes she wanted to see in the education system, which the judges determined was the best in the state. She will now advance to the national civic speed, representing the entire state of Wisconsin. Firefighters across the state say they're seeing more wildfires this year than last, but fewer acres of land being burned. According to a WEAU report, through June 20th this year, the state has seen 774 wildfires compared to 592 last year, but the amount of land burned has decreased by about 60%. Officials say they're seeing more fires that start as a result of equipment use, like lawnmowers and ATVs, and with a lack of snow over the winter, the state's vegetation is more likely to go up in smoke. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Brett Lee Parson, age 53, of Park Falls, died at his home on June 13th. He is survived by his father, Timothy Parson Sr., by his mother, Renee Gerke, by his brothers, Timothy Parson Jr., by Robert Parson, by Jason Gerke, and by his sisters, Cheryl Carter, Christine Marie Parson, Corey Joyce Parson, Carson and his dear friend, Tammy Palmer, and by many nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, and other relatives and friends. Celebration of Life held 1 p.m. on Sunday, June 30th at Tailgaters Bar in Park Falls. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Brett Lee Parson, age 53, Park Falls. Judith Newman, 63, of Phillips, passed away surrounded by her loved ones on Friday, June 21st. She is survived by her daughter, Andrea, by her son, Anthony Jr., further survived by her grandchildren, and by her sisters, Anne Carlson, by Michelle Plow, by Claudette DeGarmo, and by Jennifer Kramer. Survived also by her brother, Mark DeGarmo, and by many nieces and nephews. There will be a memorial service at 12 noon on Saturday, June 29th at Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home located in Phillips. Fellowship to follow. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Judith Newman, 63, Phillips. Gerald Loomis, 82, passed away peacefully on Wednesday, June 19th at the Rib Lake Nursing Home in Rib Lake, Wisconsin. He is survived by his wife, Edna, by his sons, Darren and Dale, and by 11 grandchildren, and by 12 great-grandchildren. There will be a private celebration of life held at a later date. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Gerald Loomis, age 82. The memorial service for George Radlinger, who passed away on February 10th, has now been set and will be held at 11 a.m. this Friday, June 28th, at Immaculate Conception Church in Butternut, with Father Sajay Pazukathara officiating. A visitation to be held Friday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service at the church. This is the memorial service notice for George Radlinger, age 72, of Butternut. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I've always wanted three kids. I came from a family of three kids, and I started picturing having three car seats in the back of my truck.
That's Megan, Wisconsin native, working mom of two, and lifelong conservative. Megan never thought she would get an abortion until a diagnosis late in her pregnancy changed everything.
Doctors told us our baby had no chance to survive. And because of Wisconsin's abortion ban, I would be forced to carry my baby for months, knowing he would die. It felt like a bad dream. It felt like a bad dream.
To get the care she needed, Megan had to leave the state. And now if senators in Washington pass a national abortion ban, families like Megan's will have nowhere to turn.
These decisions should be made privately amongst women and their families. And government should have no say in that. No senator in Washington should support a national abortion ban.
Paid for by Free and Just. Visit freeandjust.us to learn more.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 71 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75 with more scattered showers and thunder showers tomorrow night. and again on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
And we have Alexis here from Northwoods Realty to give us a little community news today.
Alexis here from Northwoods Realty, bringing a great new listing from Glidden, Wisconsin. Escape to the Northwoods with our picturesque 20-acre property. This charming 3-bed, 2-bath, 1.5-story home offers a spacious living, modern kitchen with stainless steel appliances, and a cozy wood stove with ample firewood. With first floor laundry, a rec room, and a main bath with tub shower combo, comfort abounds. Outside, a large fenced field awaits your cattle, while endless recreation opportunities beckon. Don't miss your chance to own this slice of paradise. Call now to schedule a viewing. Alexis Merritt, 815-527-1546.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Bucks are ready for the draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks general manager John Horst will be on the clock with the 23rd pick in the NBA draft and was asked, will he take a player for the future or one that contributes this season?
Doesn't mean that we wouldn't draft a player that can't really contribute now and really has a big time horizon and a big upside. That's something we'll always look at. But I think those other options in the past have been more attractive to us, and I think we've gotten great benefit out of it, and I think we'll continue to focus on those. And that's really what's going on right now this time of year, is you're just trying to generate as many of those options as you can to evaluate and hopefully make a good decision.
A blockbuster trade, the Knicks sending 5 first-round picks to the Nets for Mikal Bridges. Baseball, the Brewers with a 3-1 win over the Rangers. Joey Ortiz with a solo home run shot. Pat Murphy asked, did he know what he had with Ortiz in spring training?
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know much about the player. You know, when a guy's in the American League, and I've been in the National League for 9 years, I didn't know much about him.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Sometimes you need something to, you know, to wake you up in the morning. It's a good one.
98 Q Country.
My sister Abigail, she bought a boat. No one's ever told her no in her life. Can she afford a boat? No. So she bought a boat and a jet ski. Figured you don't get one repoed, might as well do two. She always wants us to go on the lake with her, and I have been, but I could be getting old. I don't like lakes. All right, I want a pontoon, a boat that doesn't move. I mean, her boat, it's 5 hours. You just sit in the back of it. Bee, 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 bee. No one can talk. It's just chaos. I mean, stuff is flying everywhere. I'm sore for a month, just like, is that from the boat? There's no rules on the lake, it's just the Wild West. Everybody drives as fast as they want. There's only sudden turns made out there. Everybody driving the boat is either drunk or 11. No one's a normal person.
98QCountry.com.
Let's go put some miles on it. put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed, wide like a California gate. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
Kane Brown and Marshmello helped him out with that. Sounds delicious. Put some miles on it at 7:24. Hope you are well on this Wednesday, the 26th day of June. And we've got a nice day today. A stretch of weather with temperatures kind of lingering around 70. A little more rain maybe tomorrow night into early Friday. Other than that, between now and Sunday, Monday, looking to be much drier conditions. So that's nice. All right, we got a busy Reality Radio coming up for you. We have a pair of tickets we're going to make available during Reality Radio for the Brewers and Cubs on Saturday. So if that fits your schedule, tune in. 8 o'clock hour on Reality Radio will give you a chance to win, to pick up those tickets. Saturday, the Cubs and the Brewers at AmFam Field. Always a fun atmosphere. A note here this morning, the city of Phillips, the wastewater treatment plant folks got a hold of us this morning, and they just wanted to pass along for public awareness that they had an overflow of the wastewater treatment plant into the chain of lakes. So they just wanted to make folks aware of that. Of course, if you have any questions on that, it would be the ones to talk to. So the city of Phillips, the wastewater treatment plant had an overflow into the chain of lakes, and they wanted to make the public aware of that here this morning. All right. The Brewers continue to win, so we're all good with that, right? They continue to move out. 12:35 today, and a 1:10 first pitch for the Brewers and the Texas Rangers. Did you see where China's lunar probe, it landed on the undiscovered far side of the moon? So everybody else was landing on the one side, and China's like, well, let's go to the other side of the moon. And they took some soil and some rock, and they brought it back, and they will probably tell no one what they have discovered. So I guess the U.S. probably does that too. But we're obsessed with the moon, aren't we? We seem to be obsessed with figuring out what's happening up there. We talked about this last week. There was a guy who got struck by a roller coaster. He went into an area of an adventure park, of an amusement park that you're not supposed to go into. Doesn't say why, but he was struck by a roller coaster and was injured. And now that person has now perished. The Banshee ride at the King's Island amusement park in Ohio is where that happened. So the guy perished from his injuries. What else here? CNN released a set of rules for the upcoming presidential debate tomorrow with President Biden and Donald Trump. There will be no audience, and the microphones will be muted when it's not their turn to speak. President Trump said it's just a stale atmosphere. He's not a big fan of it, but that's the way it'll be. So there won't be any interrupting of people back and forth and stuff like that. So that's going to be tomorrow if you want to check that out. State of emergency was issued for parts of South Florida during some heavy rainfall in the last week or so. They continue to have issues down there in the southern part of Florida, as we do here. The U.S. Postal Service is issuing a forever stamp in honor of the late Alex Trebek. Yeah, the Jeopardy host, the legend. The stamp will go on sale on July 22nd. Trebek is eligible to be on a postage stamp because he became a citizen in 1998. I didn't know there was strict eligibilities for that. I'm not sure how they negotiate that. I'm not sure. But you can get a forever stamp, and prices keep going up on that, so maybe grab a few of those. Not a good time to be in Kenya. Boy, their parliament building is currently on fire in Kenya. thousands of protesters stormed it to block legislation. They were trying to pass legislation to increase taxes on the citizens. Police have opened fire on protesters. So that's one of the stories international that's going on in Kenya today. Did you see, there seems to be a pattern here of planes kind of suddenly diving in the air and causing injuries. It happened just in the last couple of days where an air scare plan, a plane dove in the air, injuring 17 people. The flight left Seoul, South Korea, and was bound for Taiwan. Did you see there was a story, and I probably shouldn't mention this because I haven't located, I had it, oh, here it is right here. This is just, we've talked about the nut jobs running around the world. We're talking, you know, the Vladimir Putins, the Kim Jong-uns, stuff like that. By the way, they had a car ride together when they visited, when Putin visited North Korea. Would you love to be in the backseat of that one, recording that? So get this. North Korea, you got North Korea, South Korea. So North Korea, Kim Jong-un, the dictatorship, very tight control. South Korea, basically a democracy. I mean, very, very open society. So North Korea sent another round of balloons filled with trash to South Korea. The balloons were filled with old clothes, trash, parasites from human waste have all been found in these balloons. And this isn't the first time they did it. So North Korea took some balloons, put all kinds of garbage in it, and just floated it across the border to South Korea, where it eventually landed. It's just, I don't know. I guess it's what people do on a Friday night, I guess, in North Korea. I guess it. Are you scary. I know, it's really scary. The Packers going to get their preseason going, by the way, August 10th. That will be the opener. Mark that on your calendar. And if you haven't heard yet, the Packers' first game of the year is on a Friday night. They're going to play the Eagles in Brazil. And they're going to play in a stadium where the color green is not allowed. Somebody missed a memo on that one. All right, we got the game set, Bob. We're good, right? Brazil, Eagles, Packers, all right. On a Friday night, high school football. We don't care about high school football. No, they can move their games, whatever. We'll do it on a Friday night because we're doing the NFL. We do whatever we want. Okay, we're good? All right. What's that? You can't wear the color green inside the stadium. Not allowed. Well, that's a problem. It's a problem. I should say that I don't think the teams can't wear it. I don't know about the fans. I would assume that fans probably can. Otherwise, you'd have further issues. Just Google it. Look it up. We're not going to go into that. So apparently, the Eagles are going to wear their black, and the Packers are going to have their white, probably an all-white uniform on for that season opener, as the NFL is trying to do what the NBA has been able to do, and that is go international. And that's why the NBA has players making $45, $50 million a year across the board. Every team has a couple of players making that because of that international audience. And the NFL's like, we got to get us some of that. So they're going to Brazil this year. The Green Bay Packers, the Cheeseheads in Brazil. Sounds like a good fit. Let's get news twice an hour. ABC kicks it off.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has returned to his home country of Australia hours after pleading guilty to publishing U.S. secrets in a deal with the U.S. Justice Department. Evan Gershkovich, the journalist imprisoned in Russia, has just begun his trial. Moscow accuses him of espionage, a charge the U.S. and the Wall Street Journal, his employer, strongly deny. The Supreme Court is expected to deliver some of its remaining cases today. ABC's Terry Moran is there.
12 cases left for the justices decide, including some of the biggest cases of the year. There's that major abortion case out of Idaho, which pits that state's ban on abortions unless necessary to prevent death against a federal law that says that any patient who comes into an emergency room must get emergency care even in those rare and tragic instances when that care might mean the termination of a pregnancy.
Also to be decided whether presidents, including Donald Trump, should have absolute immunity from criminal prosecution. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Summer is the season of travel. Jesse Funk, the Air Service and Business Development Manager of the Appleton International Airport, says food in airports is more expensive for a reason.
One thing that a lot of people don't understand is all of that food has to be screened by TSA. So there's additional costs involved with both the TSA and with the restaurant employees to get that through and be secure so there's nothing bad hiding in those boxes.
Almost a million travelers a year use the Appleton Airport for direct and connecting flights. Eight people in Wisconsin have won the right to hunt elk during this season. The winners were randomly selected from a pool of more than 25,000 applicants. Elk were killed off in Wisconsin in the 1880s. After two DNR restoration projects in 1995 and 2018, Wisconsin's elk population is big enough to handle regulated hunting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what North Wisconsin needs to know. The Superior National Forest has been forced to close some of its areas due to the storm damage it suffered over the last week. According to forest officials, the emergency closure order went into effect on Monday as crews head out into the forest to survey the extent of the flooding and storm damage and take steps to minimize or prevent future damage in those areas. Officials are asking the public to be patient as they work to reopen access to the affected areas, and a full list of closed areas is available online. Thanks to the stormy weather that moved across Wisconsin over the past few days, Eau Claire residents have noticed some flooding in local parks. According to a WQOW report, city officials say that's by design as a tool for flood mitigation. Emergency manager for Eau Claire County, Tyler Esch, says that some parks around the area were actually designed to flood when heavy rain rolled through the region, keeping some of that excess water stuck in the park rather than allowing it to flood roads and nearby houses. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Another win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the defending World Series champs, the Rangers, 3-1. Milwaukee's Joey Ortiz with a shot over the left field wall on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Ortiz, left field, warning track, out of here!
I asked Ortiz if the Rangers' Andrew Heaney tried to slip a fastball past him.
No, not necessarily. He'd been flipping me breakers. I was kind of just aware of where I needed the ball to start to get that pitch to hit it well, and he threw it somewhere I could hit it and got to it.
The Brewers' Hobie Milner got his first start and was replaced by Bryce Wilson, who held the Rangers scoreless through six innings.
I mean, they shut us down. You know, they went with the opener, got a quick run. Things were looking good, but we just couldn't get two or three hits together. And that's what it takes to score a run, or you got to hit a home run, and you got to knock in some runs, and that was missing tonight.
That's the Rangers manager, Bruce Bochy. NBA draft tonight, the Bucks with the 23rd pick. With sports, I'm Mike Clement.
98 Q Country. Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Country Classic, John Michael Montgomery, a Park Manor Country Classic, your home, heart, and history of Park Falls at parkmanorwi.com. A little bit of a correction from earlier. We had talked about the Packers playing over in Brazil on Friday to kick off the NFL season, that first week in September. And we talked about the color green being banned from the stadium. And apparently, there is an issue with the color green and gangs, and apparently in that part of Brazil, but the NFL has said that there will be green worn by teams in the stadium. It is the Packers. So the NFL has basically, it was the Packers' new running back, Jacobs, apparently, that made a comment about that, and it kind of spread. So will there still be issues with that? Well, we hope not, but there will be green worn, according to the NFL, at that stadium. Even though there's some relationship to gang activity, I guess. Never like to hear that. What else here? We've got a beautiful day today is what we got. Right around 70. We're going to linger close to 70. The humid feel to the weather for the past week or so is going to drift away. Some nice cooler mornings. If you're camping this weekend, I think you'll be fine. Late Thursday into Friday might provide a little bit of rain and thunderstorm activity. But all in all, I think we should be able to dry things up a little bit. The folks at the City of Phillips Wastewater Treatment Plant wanted, just for public awareness, to let people know that they had an issue yesterday overnight where the wastewater treatment plant did overflow into the chain of lakes right there. So they wanted to make you aware of that. And if there's any more information they make available to us on that, they certainly will. Welcome to do that. We've let them know that. Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream, when you're out and about here this week, get on down there. They've got some plants still left down there for you, and they've got plenty of ice cream, too. Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream, one of our featured businesses of the month here on the 98Q Morning Show. Lots of local stuff on reality radio, including we're very excited to have Olivia in here, Miss Wisconsin Teen USA, Olivia Negri. She was crowned a couple of weeks ago. And she's going to be a part of the national contest now that'll be broadcast on the CW on August 1st. And we're very excited to have Olivia in here and to chat with her about her adventure. She has been on the morning show several different times, updating us on her venture last year, this year. So we're very excited to chat with her this morning. She will be in, where is my list? My list of people coming up. She'll be in about 8:30. To talk with us. Jam-packed reality radio, good local information. As always, if you miss it, reality radio shopping show, you can catch it on our podcast at 98qcountry.com.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes. That doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Nemeth Implement in Stetsonville is an authorized dealer for Bobcat, Mahindra, Bush Hog, Alice Chalmers, and many others. These brands mean big savings because some products offer as low as 0% up to 84 months. Let me repeat that.
Some products offer 0% up to 84 months.
Quality equipment, parts, service, weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement keeps you running smooth. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the showroom in Stetsonville, south of Medford on Highway 13.
Kick gutter stress to the curb with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years of expertise for peace of mind. Get your quote today at CompleteRainGutter.com. Relax, we've got you covered.
Northwoods Community Credit Union is a financial institution that has been helping families since 1953, offering competitive loan rates, mobile banking, online bill pay, remote deposit, savings incentives for your children. The list goes on. Hi, I'm Sally. That is some serious trust you have put in the hands of our experienced financial team since 1953. Today, I invite you to stop in, inquire about our services, and put your financial needs in the hands of a trusted financial institution. So tomorrow, you will be at ease knowing Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland has put you the member first. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777 or biglou.com.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is known for her comedic turns on Seinfeld and Veep. But when the new dramatic movie Tuesday came about, she jumped at the opportunity.
I was immediately intrigued because it was so out there. It's really sort of a magical, fiction-y, adult fairy tale. And I thought, okay, I'm going to take this leap.
Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Complete your staining project with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains, now at Menards. Stain in one coat with Ultra Advanced Semi-Transparent Stain. It's a stain and sealant in one that can be applied to damp wood and on hot, sunny days, allowing you to clean and stain your deck in one day. Save big money on Pittsburgh Paints and Stains and head into Menards to get your staining project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's sea to shining sea, and water damage as far as the eye can see. It's freshly mowed grass, and a fence that was freshly vandalized by a pack of unruly teens. It's also round-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of homeownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Partly cloudy today, our high right around 71 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75 with more scattered showers and thunder showers tomorrow night and again on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
98.
T-shirts.
all get along.
It ain't my fault.